Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
This is the Big E Sports Show on SB Nation Radio.
And online at SBNationLive.com.
Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios in Houston, here's Alyssa Walker-Campbell.
Hey, we have always got you covered. SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show. I'm your host, Alyssa Walker-Campbell. Thank you so much for joining us each and every Friday night, 9 to 11 Eastern Time. Many different ways to connect. If you love Twitter, I'm always on Twitter. At eRadio Sports, podcastarena.com. You can go back and listen to each and every one of our interviews. I'm telling you, we got Hall of Famers. We got legends on our show tonight. Yeah, we're talking about Super Bowl 53, but we're also taking time to hit the hardwood and hoop it up. But right now, we are going to open up the studio mic and welcome back. He's my favorite. I love him. That is Robert Harris, my producer on the Big E Sports Show. And so obviously, let's continue our conversation talking about Super Bowl 53. What do you think are going to be some of the factors that could determine the outcome of this game between the Patriots and between the Rams?
Which team will play hard all four quarters? Which team will not let up on another? I mean, for the Rams, the key for me, the key player I'm focusing on is Todd Gurley. He's been injured a little bit, but he hasn't really been himself. But if he can get back to himself, get healthy, has a week off, and also come into the Super Bowl game and play his hardest. I mean, if you continue to run the ball with him and C.J. Anderson, that keeps Tom Brady on the bench. And the key for the Patriots is just to keep the Rams off balance, actually. Especially with Tom Brady, he's the unexpected guy. Expect the unexpected with Tom Brady because he can pull off a miracle at any time of the game. So they have to be on their toes on the defensive side for the L.A. Rams.
Okay, so listen, Robert, I love being the underdog. I mean, do you think the Rams have what it takes? I
think they do. I mean, I mentioned earlier in the show the pass rush. Yeah. I mean, with Aaron Donald and Sue, can they get to Tom Brady? Can they disrupt him in the backfield? I mean, this has the Giants feel when they had Michael Strahan, Justin Tuck getting to Tom Brady, and eventually the Giants won the Super Bowl twice over the Patriots. So I could see the same thing happening for the Rams.
Hey, Robert Harris helping us kick off hour number two. Check him out on Twitter, @InTheClutch. Always brings some strong opinions and insight, and he is simply the best. Hey, we've got some amazing guests coming up here in hour two. Come on back right here, SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show.
This is the Big E Sports Show on SB Nation Radio. Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios in Houston, here's Alyssa Walker-Campbell.
Okay, hour two. Welcome back. SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Super Bowl 53 preview continues right here at the Next Generation of Sports Radio. And we always got to take time to pause and recognize the folks that power all of us. And that is O'Reilly Auto Parts. Think of them for all your car care needs. They are close, convenient, and known for their guaranteed everyday low price. Stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store today. O'Reilly's, better parts, better prices every day. Yeah, we've got lots to cover with Super Bowl 53, but right now we're going to do a crossover. We're going to hit the hardwood, and it is a true pleasure to have with us. We're going to talk some NBA, and that is the Chicago Bulls color commentator, an incredible resume. He won 3 titles with the Bulls. He was an All-American at the University of Oklahoma, and that is Stacey King. Sooner Sensation, how are you?
How you doing, Alyssa?
Oh, good. You surviving Mother Nature's beatdown on that extreme cold temperatures in the windy city of Chicago?
Yeah, we got lucky. We got out before it hit. We're on a week-long road trip right now through Brooklyn. We're in Miami right now, which is about 65 degrees.
Yeah.
So I kind of feel like I'm cheating all the people in Chicago by getting this warm weather.
Absolutely. Well, talk to us about the Bulls season. I mean, it really has been, they've had to face a lot of adversity. They've had to endure a lot, had a coaching change. You down in Miami, I mean, you guys did pick up your 12th win on Wednesday night. What are some of the positives that you can take away from that win on the road?
Well, this is year two of our rebuild process. We are committed to rebuilding right now with a lot of young players through the draft, picking up quality young free agents. So we're going to have our ups and downs this year. I think the organization knew that going into it. Anytime you rebuild, you're going to have some ups and downs, especially with young players. So we've got a core group of young players that we acquired during the trade with Jimmy Butler, Chris Dunn, Lauri Markkanen, which turned out to be in lottery pick. And then we have Zach LaVine, three really, really good young players. We picked up Wendell Carter Jr. From Duke in the last year's draft, along with Chandler Hutchinson from in the draft as well. So, I mean, our core group is really young, and they've shown flashes that they have potential to be very good. I still think they're a couple of years away. And as you know, you've been around this game a long time. I mean, if you're lucky enough to hit in the home run, because we'll be in position to possibly draft, Zion Williamson or R.J. Barrett or Cam Reddish or some of these other top kids, we should be in the top three, when it comes to that. And the only way you can get back into this game and get back to winning in playoffs is building through the draft like Boston did, Philadelphia. They took their lumps, but, long-term, they understood what they were trying to do long-term. I think sometimes fans get impatient, but organizations have to stay the course.
Color commentator for the Chicago Bulls, Stacey King, back with us, SB Nation Radio. The Big E Sports Show, you can listen to our exclusive interview, podcastarena.com. And I had mentioned, talking about the coaching change. Stacey, just give us your assessment of head coach Jim Boylan, the job he has done since he has replaced Fred Hoiberg. And I understand, one of the positives is defensively, you guys are getting a little bit better, right?
Well, they're two different styles. I mean, Fred was more offensive-minded, really creative offensively, and Jim Boylan's more of an old-school 90s-style coach. I mean, he comes from the background of, San Antonio Spurs, where he was an assistant under Popovich, and he has that kind of mentality. If you watch the way the Spurs play, they're not one of the top three-point shooting teams in the NBA. They prefer to beat you on defense, turnovers, get the ball inside in the paint to Aldridge and beat you that way. I mean, they don't take a lot of threes. I mean, they'll take some, but they don't take the 35, 40 threes in a game. Popovich doesn't believe that. And Jim Boylan's cut from the same cloth. I mean, we don't take a lot of threes. We're below the average. But he believes getting the ball inside, points in the paint, attacking teams, in half court and slowing the tempo down, because in this new era of basketball, I mean, when you've got teams scoring 135 points, 140 points,
yeah.
I mean, that's telling you there's not a lot of defense being played. And, so it's kind of taken, good defensive players. I mean, I've watched this game, this year a lot, and you see some guys like Patrick Beverly or Avery Bradley, guys who have reputation of being great defenders, on-ball defensive players. It kind of takes them out of their comfort zone because, it's more free-flowing now. You can't really guard people. You almost have to put your hands behind your back to guard people. So, Jim Boylan is trying to, bring back more of a half-court type of grinded-out style. And it's been successful a little bit, but it's a style that's not really a lot of young kids don't want to play. They'd rather play up and down.
Yeah, and I understand, Stacey, too, that when we talk about the new head coach, Jim Boylan, he's a pretty passionate guy. He's a passionate coach. How much has the competitiveness, how much has that improved? What progress have you seen?
Well, it's funny because when you watch Jim on the sideline, he's very animated. And, if our players if our players took some of that energy that he has on defense, we might be in championship contention. He gets down at defensive stance. He's clapping hands. I mean, he gets into the game. I mean, it's fun to watch, because especially with a young team. And I understand what he's trying to do. He's trying to reach these younger players, because you have to understand, every game is different. You might play one game against Brooklyn one night and you get 40 threes up. The next night you play against Miami and you only have 18 threes. So the games are different. But the one thing that's never different is your defensive intensity and the energy level that you bring to the game. That's always the constant. So that's what he's trying to teach these guys. You know, whether we win or lose, is to come out and give yourself a chance with effort.
Hey, the color commentator of the Chicago Bulls does a great job on the television broadcast. Stacey King with us tonight, SB Nation Radio, the Big East Sports Show. Check us out, Twitter, at eRadio Sports. And Stacey, where can you connect with our audience? Where can they find you online?
Well, you know, of course, I'm always on Instagram. I'm on Twitter. So, you know, I keep myself on the social media, you know, situation, because that's what everybody's doing now. So you got to be on social media.
Absolutely. Yeah, when we talk about the Bulls, you just mentioned it, Stacey. You've got the youngest team in the league. How is this team in terms of, you know, playing physical? You know, just little things like boxing out. And what's the key to developing that?
Well, on any young team, you're going to see areas that they can get better, growth. I mean, no one comes from college, especially one-and-done players. Mm-hmm. You don't come in to the NBA, like, knowing everything. You know, I went to school 4 years, and I went to a big-time program and played, you know, at a high level. And when I came into the NBA, I still had a lot to learn, and that was going 4 years. So I can only imagine what it feels like for a 19-year-old player who really hasn't, you know, been coached fully and mature, been able to mature and learn the game the right way, being thrust into a situation where they got to come in and contribute right away at 19. It's very difficult, and especially on the defensive end. You know, you've got to get stronger. You know, when you're in college, you know, you're the strongest guy. You know, everybody, no one's stronger than you are. If you're the best player on your high school team, you're stronger than the best player on the other high school team. But in the NBA, everybody can run, everybody can jump, everybody's strong. And you see a big difference in the game speed when you come in from college. You know, it's like, you know, comparing, you know, going on a highway and then getting put on the Autobahn. You
know, right. Yeah, good point.
The speed of the game from college to pro is immense.
Yeah.
And so that the just the speed of the game is something that they have to get used to, because they're always used to being the big fish in the pond, and now they realize when they come to the NBA that, you know, really they're just minnows because there's a lot of sharks up here.
Absolutely. We've only got about another minute with Stacey King tonight, the Chicago Bulls color commentator. And one of the big headlines this week, of course, has been Anthony Davis. Would you like to see him in Chicago?
Oh, of course. I mean, who wouldn't? He's a generational talent. He's a guy that can turn your whole franchise around. I don't know if we'll be in play for him. I don't know if we have the assets to acquire him.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like it's going to be between the Lakers and Boston. And, you know, right now, you know, the Pelicans, I really feel bad for their fan base because you know, they're a smaller market and they got a superstar player who wanted to be there and had said all along he wanted to retire as a Pelican. And now, all of a sudden, now you see the trend with all these guys. Everybody's teaming up, making these super teams now. They don't want to be left out. They don't want to be left out by not being on a team that can contend for a title. And it's really sad, too, because the people of New Orleans deserve better. And hopefully they get some good young players that can, you know, and I'm saying they're never going to forget Anthony Davis,
mm-hmm.
but to be able to get a kid like Jason Tatum or, you know, a Terry Rozier and some draft picks, you know, it can really help a franchise rebuild very quickly.
It will be interesting to see how it all plays out. He is simply the best, talking about the Chicago Bulls television color commentator, and that is the great Stacey King. Always a true pleasure to catch up, my friend, and we'll talk again real soon. Thanks, Stace. Safe travels.
Thanks for having me on. Thanks for having me on, Lisa.
You bet. Absolutely. Much more coming your way right here. The fastest 2 hours in radio, SB Nation Radio. Come on back.
This is the Big E Sports Show on SB Nation Radio, live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios in Houston. Here's Alyssa Walker-Campbell.
Okay, Friday night, welcome back. SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Countdown is on to Super Bowl 53, but we got to pause and recognize the folks that make it happen right here at SB Nation, and that is O'Reilly Auto Parts. Think of them, call on them for all your car care needs. They have got you covered. They're close, convenient, and known for their guaranteed everyday low price. Stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store today. O'Reilly's, better parts, better prices every day. Well, here we go. We've got Patriots-Rams. Of course, the Patriots, they have won the last 5 games against the Rams. Plenty to discuss with our next guest. We are so delighted to have with us veteran Boston Globe sports writer. We know him well. That is John Powers joining us for the first time, SB Nation. In the month of November, he released a compelling read. You've got to go out and get a copy of it. Amazon.com. It is everywhere. It is titled Fridays with Bill. And we are so delighted to open up the mic and welcome John Powers for the first time. Hello, John.
Hello, thank you.
Well, John, it's good to have you on the program, and there certainly are a number of compelling storylines that we want to get into tonight. So give us your reasons why the Patriots will win Super Bowl 53. And Tom Brady, here's our guy. Is he going to get that sixth championship ring?
Well, no one here is betting against him, although I'll tell you, it's been a long, strange trip this year. Certainly, this is a team that doesn't lose in December. They lost two in a row, including that crazy final play to Miami. So what you were hearing around here were things like, and this is heresy here, Tom Brady's over the hill, he's too old, you know, Belichick's lost his mojo, blah, blah, blah. Then you look at the last 2 weeks and say, you know what, same team, same things. It's just, if you look, these two guys have been together longer than Ozzie and Harriet. It's just unbelievable. You know?
Wow.
So I think it's interesting. Actually, there were stories up here today in the Globe saying, have we gotten bored with this? You know, why aren't people excited? Well, you know, they've been here 9 times in 18 years. So I think a lot of it is the stability. Same coach, same quarterback.
You're listening to The Voice, veteran Boston Globe sports writer, that is John Powers, longtime writer. He is joining us, SB Nation Radio, here in just a moment. We're going to talk about his new book that was released late 2018. It is titled Fridays with Bill. But, you know, as we dissect and we zero in on the Patriots, how this season has played out, how were they able to overcome, you know, a slow start to the season?
Well, one thing historically this team does better than anybody else, they get better as the season goes on, especially if they play you a second time. Well, you look at the game against Kansas City, they barely won the first game. Well, they barely won both games. But they adjusted to the team that they were going to see next as opposed to the team that they saw the first time. So they're very good at learning. They're very good at improving. And they're very good at being able to adapt. What they show you for this game may not be the same thing that they showed you last game. So I think there is that feeling also. They always know what they want to do. You'll talk to the players and they'll say, we knew exactly what we had to do. We were very well prepared. So that has been their secret generally, and it certainly was true this year.
Oh, it's just incredible. You know, and as we just break it all down and get ready for the big game on Sunday, I mean, is there a particular storyline, John, that with Super Bowl 53 that kind of intrigues you the most? I mean, of course, we, you know, Sean McVay versus Belichick and you know, just the quarterback, you know, comparisons and just the age difference between the two, what, 17 years? I mean, that's incredible. I mean, is there a particular storyline? Yeah, that stands out in your mind.
Well, one thing here, especially, this is a throwback. The first Super Bowl that they won, and this was years after years and years of them being called the Patsies, they could never win the big one. They beat the Rams in a huge upset on the final play of the game, and that was basically Brady's first year. That began it all. So this has come full circle now. I mean, clearly, you know, the Rams are in a different place now. They're in St. Louis then. But that's what we are hearing a lot, is that with all the success that they've had, we're coming back to where it all began against the Rams.
Defensively, what do you think the Patriots can expect from, you know, the Rams?
One thing that they are aware of is that the Rams are going to shape-shift on you. They're going to take whatever they think that that they're able to get from you. The one thing that the Patriots are aware of, they can be thrown on. They're very good against the run, but a team that can run and gun on them or has a guy who can do that will give them a challenge. The one thing that the Patriots have to do is not fall behind by a couple of touchdowns. That is a recipe for disaster. You look at the last two games that they won, they drove it right down the field, went right up. So I think they want to make sure that the Rams don't get on track on them early.
Yeah, absolutely. The Patriots, they've got to set the tone early. And we are going one-on-one with John Powers. He is the veteran Boston Globe sports writer and has released a book. It is titled Fridays with Bill. Just one more quick hit as we get ready to preview and continue previewing Super Bowl 53. When we talk about the Patriots, their offense, who deserves more credit, Tom Brady's offense or Belichick's defense?
You know what? Probably Brady's offense. The one thing about Tom is that he almost never knows from year to year who he will be throwing to, who he's going to have. He didn't have Josh Gordon, then he did, now he didn't. You know, Gronk has been hurt, not hurt back. Edelman was not around for a few games. He can adjust to whoever he's playing with. And I think that's what you're seeing. If you give Tom Brady time to attack you, you play him in a zone, he'll pick you apart. So he may be 41, but he is an old man in terms of his wisdom as to how to be able to go at a defense.
You think he's got four more years in the tank?
He keeps talking about that. Everyone keeps saying, "Well, you know, if they win now, you know, he and Belichick will ride off into the sunset." I don't think so. He's still healthy. He's still motivated, and I think that he just loves playing the game and he loves the challenge. And something like this year, what really motivated him was people telling him he was over the hill. He was too old.
Right.
That's guaranteed by at least another 4 years of him.
John, is this, in your estimation, I mean, the greatest quarterback-coach combo in NFL history?
Yeah, it is, for sure. And I think the irony is that Tom Brady was about the 196th player chosen. Mm. This is not a guy that came out highly touted, as so many other guys have been. But they have an understanding, and I think a lot of what Bill does, don't forget, he was not an offensive coach. He was always a defensive special teams coach. So he's given Tom wide latitude to be able to operate an offense. And especially the freedom he gets at the line of scrimmage. You'll see him all the time changing things up, telling people where to go, moving them around. So there is great respect there. But I think also you don't have a coach that is trying to mastermind the offense. He leaves that to Brady.
Patriots-Rams, we are ready. The countdown is on. Super Bowl 53 and getting you ready. Veteran Boston Globe sports writer John Powers. He has just released his latest book, Fridays with Bill, Inside the Football Mind of Bill Belichick. So tell us a little bit about, as far as the inspiration of this book. You teamed up with our good friends and partners right here at SB Nation Radio and the Big E Sports Show, and that is Triumph Books. Tell us about the book. What are our listeners going to find when they open it up?
Yeah, what it is, Friday is the best day to talk to Bill Belichick. I mean, he has a reputation of being very terse, very gruff, especially after a loss.
Yeah,
you know, the famous thing up here is, we're on to Cincinnati. You know, what just happened is in the past. Friday is a good day because midweek, when all the big crowds are there and all, you know, all the TV cameras, they have gone. So by Friday, it's the people, it's the few half a dozen beat writers that Belichick calls his Friday warriors, the few, the proud, not the free. The game plan's already in. He's answered most of the questions about the upcoming opponent. So it's his day to hold forth. And the writer's there. He knows them pretty well. They have a good understanding of the game. To talk about his philosophies, you know, why he likes left-footed punters. You know, what do you do inside the five-yard line?
Mm-hmm.
How do you get a roster put together? And he will, I mean, he'll give you 7-8 minute answers, which is unbelievable for a guy that usually talks in 4 or 5 word sentences. So I used to go, if I had to do a big feature, like on the Next Man Up or a theme, I'd go to talk on Fridays because I knew he'd have time for 2, 3, 4 questions, and he'd literally take the ball, and he would run the daylight on that. So I had the idea, let me go back over the last 10 years, over the Patriots transcripts that they put online, every Friday and see what he was like. And we had enough there for a book of almost 300 pages just on his philosophies, but also funny stuff. He'll talk about his favorite Halloween candy, his favorite Halloween costume.
Oh, my. Oh, my gosh.
You know, or he'll talk about how hopeless it is with the modern technology. You may have seen photos of him throwing his iPad down on the sideline because he can't figure it out. So he is very humorous and very self-deprecating, which people don't always associate that with him. So I think that this will show the reader a Belichick that they really haven't seen very often. And you don't see unless you're in that room on that day.
That's right. Hey, Fridays with Bill, that's the title of the book, Inside the Football Mind of Bill Belichick. Author John Powers, you can also check him out online. He's a veteran Boston Globe sports writer. I want to ask you this, John. I mean, what, Belichick arrives in, what, 2000? I mean, you remember that first conversation? What was it like?
Well, basically, he was, don't forget, he had been fired out of Cleveland. He was not a sure thing. This is not as though you had the second coming of Vince Lombardi there.
Right.
And I think that, but one thing about Bill, he is very straightforward. And anytime I would talk with him or, you know, in a group, I'd come out of there feeling clarified, you know, that I had a really good idea on things. And that's what he did with his players. He will always tell you that they knew exactly what they have to do. The big thing up here is do your job. But he will tell you what that job is. There'll be no doubt in your mind.
The title of the book is Fridays with Bill, Inside the Football Mind of Bill Belichick. Go out and get a copy. It's everywhere, Amazon.com. A compelling read. The author, John Powers, veteran Boston Globe sports writer, and he's fired up about those Patriots on Sunday. Enjoy the big game, and we look forward to a conversation after we find out who is going to win, okay?
Thanks, Lisa. Good to talk to you.
Absolutely. Much more coming your way. The fastest 2 hours in radio. SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show.
This is the Big E Sports Show on SB Nation Radio, live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios in Houston. Here's Alyssa Walker-Campbell.
Okay, getting you ready for Super Bowl 53. Welcome back tonight, SB Nation Radio and the Big E Sports Show. Many different ways to connect with us. We'd love to hear from you. Twitter, at eRadio Sports, info, eRadioSports.com, and podcast, arena.com. We have so many of our listeners, our guests, that go back and they actually take time to listen to podcastarena.com. Some good stuff on there. Well, right now, we're going to go inside the ropes and we're going to visit with former PGA Tour player and author who joins us each and every week. He's a Big E favorite, and that, of course, is Larry Miller, who hopefully has recovered from his big, big week in Florida when he was at the PGA Merchandise Show. How you feeling, Larry?
Great. Good evening, everybody. It was it was overwhelming. The thing has gotten so large now that, you know, I mean, you don't know which way to turn when you're in that place. It goes on forever. It's probably three quarters of a mile long from one end of the exhibit to the other. Just, you know, chock full of everything you can imagine about golf, and some things not about golf. You know, they even have little jewelry stores and things like that.
Oh, nice.
But, you know, well, they're golf related, I guess, and golf themed, but still, it is overwhelming. But the great part of it is seeing all the new products that are coming out.
Well, we talk about recovering from the PGA Merchandise Show, but let's talk some football. It is Super Bowl 53. We're getting ready for the big game. It's getting closer and closer. And let's just step back just a moment. I know you're a big Saints fan. Did you recover from that disappointing loss? And just kind of lay it out. You can lean on me a bit. What about that no call? What was your reaction to that?
No, absolutely have not recovered. And no one in this city has recovered from it.
Sure.
It was more than a no call. It was suspicious. And when, you know, all four of those officials are from California, the L.A. area. Three of them had a great view. Two of them were within 8 yards of the play, looking right at the play. And nobody threw a flag. Was it, you know, what was it? Was it, Goodell said there's human error, but that goes beyond human error. And it's possible that, you know, subconsciously the two refs looking at the play didn't want, at the end of a big game like that, didn't want a flag to determine the game, even though the flag was warranted. But it was blatant. It was obvious. It was absolute robbery. And, you know, the wrong team is playing the Patriots. And I hope the Patriots beat the stew out of the ring.
Well, I was going to ask you, you know, will you watch Super Bowl 53? And, you know, who are you cheering for?
You know, a lot of the city is not going to watch it just out of protest. And they're going to have parties. They're going to have what they call some kind of robbery bowl parties. And all over the city. You know, I'm a football fan, and I'm a Tom Brady fan. I think he's maybe the best quarterback that ever played. He's so good. You know, Drew Brees is a great quarterback. He's a Hall of Famer. But, boy, Brady is just – he's just on a little bit another level. I'm probably gonna watch it because I'm a football fan and I'm a Brady fan. And I like to see elite athletes playing at their best for something that matters that much. But, you know, my mind wants to watch it, but my heart does not want to watch it. Mm-hmm. So I'll be watching it for sure, I'm sure. And, you know, we'll get by this, and I think the team is going to come back next year with a big chip on their shoulder and and probably have another great year, hopefully.
One of the big storylines in this year's Super Bowl, of course, is Tom Brady. No surprise to see them in the big matchup, but, you know, whether or not he should retire at the end of this season. I mean, after if perhaps he does get his sixth championship ring. Since we are talking about the Saints, your team, what's the future hold for Drew Brees? How many more years does he have in the tank?
Well, he said he's coming back for sure next year.
I bet he's fired
and
up. Yeah.
I think pending on what happens next year will determine. You know, I would say that if they go all the way next year, he'll probably hang it up. If they don't and come close again, who knows? You know, he's one of those guys. He's like Brady. They both love to play the game. It's kind of like Arnie was, Arnold Palmer. You know, Arnie wanted to play golf, period. And I mean, he could be in a wheelchair, and he wants to try to swing at the ball. They just have a love of the game, and I think that's what drives Brees and Brady, guys like that, to keep going, even though they're in the twilight of their careers.
Hey, we are inside the ropes of former PGA Tour player taking time to get ready for the big game, Super Bowl 53. So right now, Larry, we are going to move ahead. And as I had mentioned in the open, you had just returned from the PGA merchandise show. And I would assume, you're never supposed to do that as a journalist, but I would assume that you had an opportunity to visit with some of the teachers, the PGA professionals down there. And did you get any feedback in terms of just the rule changes that have taken place here in 2019? What kind of feedback did you receive? And as we try to make sense of golf's new rules?
Well, I think the new rules are designed, I think it's part of it is to make the game faster, you know, and to reduce the time of a round of golf, which has gotten interminably slow. You know, you go to public courses and you got 5.5, 6 hour rounds because people play so slow. And I think a lot of these rule changes are designed for a faster play. I think a lot of them are designed to make the game more fair. I'll give you a couple of examples.
Okay.
Let's take the embedded ball rule. You can now claim an embedded ball anywhere in the golf course, anywhere. And that's fair because if a ball plugs, you know, it plugs because it rained and it's wet and it's sloppy, and that's really not the player's fault. So that is a fair rule to be able to drop an embedded ball anywhere in the course. Another fair rule is if a ball hits a player or equipment, play or the player's equipment, you know, accidentally. That's only fair. Because, you know, gee, if you're not trying to hit yourself with a ball or your equipment, and if it happens incidentally, it shouldn't be a penalty. The double hit is another one. You know, you hit the ball and the club hits the ball as the ball's taking off. Well, you didn't intend to hit that ball a second time. It's a matter of intention. So that's another case where it's more fair. I think some of the rules are designed to make the game quicker, faster. For instance, the search time for a lost ball has been reduced from 5 minutes to 3, and that's going to speed up the game. You know, some of these things just and also the embedded ball rule will also not only being fair, more fair, but it will also make the game play faster, especially in tournaments, because in a tournament, if you had an embedded ball, you might call for an official to determine, you know, where it is on the course, if it's in the fringe or the long grass near the fringe. And I've had cases myself where it's kind of on the margin, you know, it's kind of dubious. Well, they cleared that up. Now you can claim the embedded ball anywhere. That's going to make the game quicker and more fair. So I think a lot of these rules, you know, are designed with those two things in mind, to make the game more fair, to make it quicker, and to also uncomplicate the rule book a little bit, which, you know, anyone who's tried to delve into the rule book, you need a Philadelphia lawyer, you know, to get through.
Oh yeah,
the way it's worded. Yeah, so they're making efforts. At least it's baby steps. You know, it is baby steps, but at least they're making moves in the positive direction to try to take care of this.
Hey, Inside the Ropes, Larry Miller joining us tonight, former PGA Tour player, author. In fact, if you want to check out all of the books that he has produced and released, go to LarryMillerGolf.com, LarryMillerGolf.com. You can also sign up for some lessons, and Larry will take great care of you. You know, I would say, Larry, many times on our program we do talk about pace of play. You know, what should the USGA do to speed up play? And it was interesting because Brooks Koepka, I mean, he called out some of his fellow competitors on slow play within the tour. He definitely vented his displeasure. And we're talking about the number two ranked player in the world. Was he talking about Bryson DeChambeau? I think he's taking a little bit long with his pre-shot routine.
Yeah, the slow players know who they are. And when somebody like Brooks calls them out, not by name, but generally, they know who they are. And hopefully they'll take it to heart and try to, you know, slow play is a cancer for the game of golf. It's killing the game. I'll give you an example. You know, a lot of people don't play because of the fact that it's so time consuming. Right. You know, you just can't get away. It's just virtually a whole day because you got to get to the course, get prepared, play the 5 hour round or whatever. And then, you know, you have the drink or whatever, the settling up of the bets after the round, then you have to drive home. I mean, even if you do everything as fast as you can, it pretty much blows the day. And a lot of people just can't take the whole day away and do that. And especially on weekends, you get somebody with a couple of kids and, you know, you work all week. And on the weekend, the spouse doesn't want, you know, the other one to be gone all day
exactly.
playing golf. And it's really, but if the game only lasted, you know, if a round of golf lasted 3.5 to 4 hours, the way it does over in Scotland, you know, over in Scotland, they make you play that fast or they put you off the golf course. They come around on St. Andrews, and if you're behind pace, you get one warning. The next time they come, you're off the course. And so, consequently, the rounds are 3.5 to 4 hours. And if that was the case here in the States, a lot more people would play the game.
Well, we just need a shot clock.
Well, I'm a big advocate of that. They tried it experimentally on the European Tour, and it worked like a charm. Mm-hmm. The players loved it. Everybody loved it. The fans loved it. But, you know, that's getting the PGA to do that is like getting Roger Goodell to reverse the call in our game. Yeah.
Well, Larry, talk to me about this. As far as all the golf rules that have taken place and in effect this year, which one is more apt to cause some controversy? Any potential problems that you see arising from some of the changes that have been instituted?
Well, you know, dropping the ball from knee height instead of shoulder height. A lot of players are going to forget. They've been so locked in, and it's such a habit to drop it that way. It's already happened once, and you know, that's one thing that they're going to have to really watch. Now here's another one: damage on the green. You can now repair any damage on a putting green. Now that's curious because although it's fair, I've long been an advocate of being able to repair spike marks. But when you say all damage, what's curious about that is now here's a case where it's going to make play slower because you're going to have people and players going around, you know, all over the green fixing the slightest little thing, imperfection. So that's kind of curious that they did that. I wish they would just have said spike marks. Now, you don't wear metal spikes anymore, you know, but still those, you know, shoes with the little rubber cleats on the bottom, they do, you know, if you drag your foot a little bit, it does scuff up the green. And I think that should be able to be repaired. But when you say all damage, I mean, you're going to have people, you know, on their hands and knees with a magnifying glass, you know, trying to find an imperfection.
Yeah.
So that's a curious rule, and it's going to lead to some controversy, you know, as to what's damage and what's not. But I think for the most part, I like the changes. You know, like I said, it makes it more fair and quicker and more equitable and also more uncomplicated. You know, it's less complicated than it was. So I think in general, the changes are good.
We are inside the ropes with former PGA Tour player Larry Miller. We've got to step aside for a quick commercial break. We will be right back.
This is the Big E Sports Show on SB Nation Radio, live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios in Houston. Here's Alyssa Walker-Campbell.
Hey, welcome back. Hour number two, SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Connect with us at Twitter, at E Radio Sports. Right now, let's go back inside the ropes and rejoin former PGA Tour player Larry Miller. Well, since our conversation is on the green right now, there has been a lot of talk about whether or not to leave the flag stick in while putting. Eli, last weekend in his term, he just left it in, and he was knocking in all kinds of shots. So it seems to help. I didn't think it hurt his game. I certainly thought it helped him, especially on one of his chips, because it hit the flag stick and slowed that chip down because he had too much speed on it.
Yeah, I've seen the players on the tour doing it more and more, and I played a couple of rounds down in Orlando when I was at the show. And the first round I played, I had occasion to, somebody said, "You want me to tend the flag?" I said, "No, leave it in." It was kind of weird.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, after playing as long as I have to be able to putt at the flag stick. The other thing about it, it can stop a putt that is going too fast and maybe drop into the hole, but it also gives you another visual reference when you're setting up to the putt. You know, it's something about having that flag in there that takes your focus even deeper, to your target. And so it's another visual reference I think is good. It's interesting. It takes a while to get used to it, but I think it's going to be fun to watch. And there's going to be some controversy, though, when a player wins a big event by hitting the flag stick with a putt that would have been 10 feet past, and it hits the pole and drops in. And they're going to say, he would have three-putted if it hadn't hit the hole, but that's the new rule, and that's the way it is.
Only about a minute and a half with Larry Miller inside the ropes. Check him out, LarryMillerGolf.com. And, of course, this week in the PGA, it is in Arizona, Waste Management Phoenix Open. The defending champion, of course, is Gary Woodland. I know this is your favorite, your absolute favorite tournament of the year, Larry.
It's a circus, yeah.
Talk to me. What are you looking forward to the most, my friend?
They should call it the Ringling Brothers Open for that par three. But that's a lot of fun. I think the players really like it. It's such a change, and it lightens things up. And, yeah, it's fun to watch.
Well, 2019 is off to a great start, and it's been a lot of fun to watch. How about Justin Rose last week taking care of business at Torrey Pines? He is the undisputed top dog and world number one.
He is a technician, and he is the polar opposite of Bubba Watson.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Hey, so glad you've been with us tonight. SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Give a shout out, Larry, one more time where our listeners can check you out online and what they're going to find at that brand new website.
Yeah, LarryMillerGolf.com, and all my books are available there, as well as personal lessons and telephone consultations from me. So check it out. It'll take your game to another level for sure.
That, of course, was Larry Miller. Inside the Ropes joins us each and every week. Check out his website, LarryMillerGolf.com. A big thank you to all of our amazing guests and lineup. Wow, we got you ready. Super Bowl 53. Enjoy the big game. The countdown is on. Don't drink and drive. We'll see you next weekend for the biggest, the best in sports, the Big E Sports Show. So long, everybody.
This holiday season, reach for the one butter that never disappoints, Kerrygold. Made with milk from grass-fed cows on Irish family farms, it's rich, creamy, and perfect for baking. Whether browning butter for cookies or crafting the flakiest pie crust, Kerrygold's high butterfat content makes all the difference in flavor and texture. Holiday treats will taste extraordinary.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at COTA.com/service changes. That's COTA.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.